with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, middle of August. Summer is in almost tail-off mode. Not quite. I'm going to give it another week or two. But from time to time, we have the opportunity to talk to one of our board of directors, a guy that has forgot more about fine dining and grilling as we talk about the fancy stuff of the grill than I know. And on the live line right now, we have Big Paulie from the East Coast. How are you, brother?
Oh, Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, that was Jop, by the way. But
Jop, good, my man.
Good to hear your voice, brother.
How's it hanging, Jop? You doing okay?
Oh, you know what? Any better, I couldn't stand it. It's all good. I got no complaints.
That's good to hear. That makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I saw your one of your recent shots on Facebook, and you are looking svelte, my man.
Yeah, you know, I lost 72 pounds. And,
wow.
You know, I used to leave legendary checks all over this country at restaurants, but somehow God said, look, you got to wear murder for 60 years. You got to grow up. So, you know, Bobby, you know, Jop, the first, I was in the hospital 11 days, okay? They don't put you in the hospital 11 days. The first 5 days, I didn't even have a Ritz cracker. You know that? So that's that. But let me tell you, I'm back. I'm ready to go.
He's back.
This weekend, you know what we're doing? You know what we're doing today? I got something special. You know, I like to have fun, all right? And you can have fun on the grill. I like to have fun. It makes me happy, you know?
So likewise.
I got something. We're gonna bring a little Jersey Shore, okay, to the barbecue. Very simple. I talked about it before, but I didn't talk about it the way I'm going to do this new preparation with my grilled clams. Barbecue clams, okay? But we're going to do
love it. Love
like
it.
A hybrid. You know what I'm saying? We'll do a hybrid like, how you say, like a almost like a casino, but they don't have all the chips. You know what I mean?
Okay? Yes, sir.
So what we're going to do, you take your clam, you cut it on a half shell, nice. Then you put a little bit of salt and pepper, very little bit of grain of salt. You put a little bit of bacon. You put a little bit of green pepper, nice. And then you put them on the grill, okay? And let me tell you, maybe you put a little onion if you want. I don't need the onion, but you put the onion on it. I'm telling you, you have a lot of fun. You make yourself some nice clams, almost casino. They're like a casino with no table games. You know what I mean? That's what it's like. But it's good. It's good. And it's fun. You know what I mean? I love that kind of stuff.
Is the bacon cooked or is that raw?
It depends how long you're going to do it. You could do a little cooked or halfway. I would cook it because this way you don't have to overcook the clam.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know people who put the thing in raw, they put it in, they put the top on the grill. You know, I don't like that. They put the top on the grill, like a Dutch oven, they bake it like that, which I think is, you know, cheating.
Well, it is. And
depends on the equipment you have, though. There's lots of ways, and how you want your product to turn out is really going to be dictated by how you do it.
My problem with the lid closed, Bob, is that I have, unless you got a remote thermometer, but things heat up so quick in there, man. That chamber completely changes when you close that lid. You immediately go to the convective heat,
well,
and things cook a lot quicker.
If you're in a wood-fired pizza oven, you have a lid on it. You have a ceramic lid. And that reflection of the radiant heat is what cooks the top of your pizza. So it's a balance thing.
You're baking. You're not grilling. You see, you're baking. You're not grilling. Totally different. Grilling, you got to let the juices flow, and you got to cook one side at a time. Otherwise, you cook them both sides at the same time, and you can overcook your meat, especially if you got a nice piece of steak. You ruin it.
I thought we were talking pizza.
Oh, we're talking clams, pizza, steak. You and me. What the hell? Listen, we're going to eat tonight. We're going to have everything.
Right.
What do you want?
I would like some of that homemade mozzarella.
When are you coming to Atlantic City?
Not soon enough, pal.
Well, you get out of here. We'll make you some beautiful fresh mozzarella. My friend Joe will make it for your table side. You'll eat it warm. And then you know what he does now? He scoops a little of his homemade ricotta on top. But on me with the balsamic, it's beautiful. I can eat the whole thing by myself, but I can't because I got to be on a diet now, you know, so I got to watch.
That was one of the best meals I've ever had in my life, by the way.
Well, everybody I take to, they said it's the best restaurant in the country now. That is the best small restaurant. It was the best in New Jersey, but they did another survey. It's in the top 10 for sure, but now someone told me it made number one.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to tell you because I'm telling you right now. It's going to get too crowded, and no one's going to go there anymore. You know
we won't
I mean?
Say the name so of it. Don't say the name of it. I can tell you this. I can tell you this. You probably can't get a table there unless you know Big Pauly, because that's the only way I got reservations.
Let me tell you, I had the head of the policemen's union call me. He said, Pauly, please get me in Saturday night. I said, well, you can't get in. You're the head of the policemen's union. He goes, no, I can't. Maybe you can help me. I call a guy. I said, hey, Joe. I said, you're going to get the best PBA card of your life, but you got to give me a table for 4 at 8 o'clock. He goes, you got it, Paul. And my friend called me up. He goes, oh, my God, I appreciate it so much. I said, yeah, remember that next time I get a ticket, you know? But these guys, you know, they got a short memory sometimes. But
these are East Coast rules.
Let me tell you, the cops are aces with me. Anything they want, I get. It's that simple.
Well, easy. That's an easy decision, isn't it?
That is so true,
yeah.
Especially in Jersey, because we got the best cops in the country here.
Right.
We got our state troopers. We got a local. One of my buddies just got put on, by the way, in a little town called Eatontown. He's now a police officer. I'm very proud of him. Young man, very proud of him, doing the right thing. You know, I wish everybody was so sharp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool stuff.
So what are you making for the grill? What are you doing today?
Well, what I'm going to be doing tomorrow night is some jalapeno stuffed chicken breast wrapped in bacon for my bride.
Whoa.
We're having all the kids up because it was her birthday a couple days ago, and it's our 35th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So we're heading off on vacation afterwards. So we're having the kids up just poolside and gonna do that and some nice sirloin tips from my favorite butcher because it's really one of my favorite steaks to grill. Might do a flat iron too, but I love sirloin.
So flavorful.
Nice,
it is.
Nice. Yeah. What are you going to cut the chicken, a filet, and stuff it like that?
Yeah. We're going to butterfly them and chicken breasts and butterfly them, throw some jalapenos in with some cream cheese and different things, a little jam, and then wrap the whole thing in bacon and smoke it for about an hour, hour and a half.
An hour.
About an hour.
You know, an hour there, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things, okay? No, I mean, I can't talk like that.
No, you can't.
One of my favorite things. No, it's anyway, I can't say it. Anyway, one of my favorite things now, you want to have some fun? You make your chicken wings. You fry them first, okay, in a deep fryer, nice. Then you toss them in a nice homemade buffalo sauce, okay? Hotter the better. But then I finish them on the grill. I charcoal boil them. I caramelize them. I give them a little burnt. Oh, that's a lot of fun. You make the chicken wings with the clams. Then you throw a little steak on there. I believe you'll be eating all day. You got to get something nice to drink, too. But don't get too much because you got to be careful. The cops will get you.
Right. Well, or if you're doing it at home, just drink a craft beer. Paul, you got craft beer out there on the East Coast, man?
Oh, yeah. A place by me just opened up. They got all kinds of craft beer.
Yeah.
You're talking about like craps mayonnaise? What kind of
craps? No, craps.
No, with a C.
For crying out loud.
The craps are... The craps are at the table with the dice.
You got to let these paisanos handle the wine. They don't get the beer.
Right.
I mean, I got like the fancy schmancy beer, not like my Budweiser. That's what you're talking about?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. No, we got a joint by me that does that. They do it nice. My kids love it, by the way. They go in there, right, and they can it right in front of you. You take a can home. Amazing.
That's called a growler.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It's a bottle, a can, whatever. They got the thing. It's nice.
All right.
It's all good. Hey, Bobby, it's all good. God bless. We're in America, the greatest country in the world. Who cares? The other guys, they got nothing. We got everything. That's why they're mad at us.
Yeah, that's all right, buddy. Hey, love you, and can't wait to see you again. Hope the family's well. Say hi to the kids. And
everybody's good. You know, Sean Paul got married last Saturday, so I got a new daughter-in-law. She's gorgeous.
That's awesome.
There you go.
I hope to meet her.
I have two great daughter-in-laws, three great sons. Thank God my wife is perfect. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble.
Well, yeah. Give her a big hug for me and tell Sean congratulations.
I sure will. You guys be good. Have fun and keep grilling, guys.
Right, okay, man. Buddy. That's Big Pauly, and he's responsible for putting us on WOND in Atlantic City, which is the big talker for the East Coast.
Coming up next, Grill Your Caesar.